This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens up the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency may be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk here with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I am here with Yuna Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Yuna, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, John.
We just had a quick conversation before the interview began. I talked about my previous guests, and I've done everything in the show from, you know, data center consolidation to security to IPv6, and this topic seems to pop up about every 6 or 8 months is just how to handle the whole energy consumption of a data center and what responsibility do my listeners have. And that's why I thought we'd get someone who's knowledgeable in the air, maybe can address some of these issues for our listeners. But before we begin, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background and how you wound up working at the EPA.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I, as I said earlier, I started my career in the high-tech industry. I worked for a number of large corporations doing a variety of functions, management, sales, marketing. And a few years ago, I decided to make a career change. I was really interested in energy and energy efficiency, and so I worked at a couple of nonprofits, and then right before I started at the EPA, I worked for a small association whose members do comprehensive energy efficient retrofits in buildings. And I've been at the EPA in the Energy Star program for about 2 years now. And the EPA, the Energy Star program actually covers three areas: products, new homes, and commercial and industrial buildings. And I work on the product development side.
Wow, you got the perfect background then, don't you? You got the practical business background as well as some of the knowledge of the nonprofit and also the for-profit. I mean, but it's a checklist you have there. I'm kind of envious of that background. Kind of gives you the ability. I think it's unusual in this town to see a problem from many different angles. So you can see it from the federal perspective as well as from maybe a regulatory perspective as well as like the folks at Dell trying to sell new servers and maybe having to comply with some energy requirements. Let's talk more about Energy Star. Now, a couple years ago, my wife and I went out and bought a refrigerator that had a big old Energy Star sticker on it. And last year, we bought a notebook computer that had a big old Energy Star sticker on it. So tell us a little about the origins of Energy Star, please.
Well, Energy Star, EPA started the Energy Star program in 1992 to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through greater efficiency. And today, EPA works with over 17,000 organizations, and the Energy Star label can be found on over 60 different types of products, as well as new homes and commercial and industrial buildings, as I just said. Energy Star is a voluntary climate protection partnership program and provides proven energy management strategies and free tools for public and private organizations to help them improve energy efficiency and save money while also contributing to cleaner air and protecting people's health. Awareness of the government's Energy Star program nationwide has grown to more than 80% today.
Wow, yeah, I guess the rule of thumb is usually if you see that magic sticker on there, it's 20 to 30% less energy consumption. Is that a pretty good general rule?
Well, the energy savings per product category is going to vary, but what you can find with the Energy Star products is that we do identify the most efficient products in the marketplace.
So computers, servers, appliances, heating and cooling, home electronics, lighting. That's a pretty long list. 17,000, that's a lot. Most of my listeners, of course, go home and have heating and air conditioning and maybe have appliances. And so, you know, a lot of other programs can address those issues. I think we want to focus more on what's important to my listeners. And my typical listener is a federal IT professional. They may be looking for hints and clues on how to manage their data center. They may be trying to figure out how to skin the cat in some area. And that's why they listen to these interviews, because we talk about topics that really have value to them. And we have listeners who manage data centers. And they may try to figure out, well, gee, should I maybe push two or three more years out of the life of these old servers, or do I have to take and replace the server? I think this is one topic we can talk about. And there's some tools now that will allow people to actually to figure out what the best decision is on that area. So early 1990s, EPA was a leader in that regard, saving energy. I think one of the challenges in the last 5-7 years was you may be able to plug in a mixer and find out how much energy it can consume. But if you take a server, it's much more difficult to gauge it, because the server is by nature dynamic in how it handles requests. And also with the addition of VMware and virtualization, it can take in and can have all kinds of different spikes in usage. So trying to figure out how ENERGY STAR applies to servers is a major problem in and of itself. Would you agree?
Well, one of the things that we are trying to do with our server specification and other data center product specification is to address that issue, is to understand how do they use energy, both in an idle state and then in an active state, and then how can we present that information to specifiers and purchasers so they can make informed decisions.
That's so difficult. You know, I mean, I remember years ago, I'd run a diagnostic on my CPU, it was at 3 or 4% or something. And then 10 years ago, 3 or 4%. Now it still doesn't use much CPU usage. But in servers, you can really ramp up. And the more CPU usage you have, the more heat you generate, the more cooling you require. It's a very difficult kind of a mathematical problem. I guess it's a mathematical problem. You have to take in consideration all kinds of variables, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are many variables that go into not only the use of servers, but the servers themselves.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we're looking at with our server specification, is how do we best categorize these products so that we can identify the energy use associated with different configurations without having to portray all of the various configurations or having to subject all of the configurations to tests, because then that could be hundreds of tests for just one server family.
Right, and that gets us so complicated with how many variables can there be. The variables can be just enormous, almost unable to figure it out. So you mentioned buildings before. So the big categories, I think, for me and my listeners are, of course, you handle desktop computers and notebook computers and servers, but you also touch on some building requirements too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with the EPA's Portfolio Manager tool, which is an energy management tool, people can go in and benchmark their buildings, including data centers, either if they're standalone or if they're enclosed, to understand how their building, how well their building uses energy compared to similar other like buildings.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we'll take a little break here. When we get back, talk more about a couple of the tools that are available, and try to get some more information about ENERGY STAR out to our listeners as far as, you know, helping them make decisions and taking some of these software tools that you folks have made available that my listeners can actually use and try to help make some decisions and judgments on what to keep and what to throw away here in the next few years. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Yuna Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Why should you take krill oil and omega-3 fish oil? Well, if you are concerned about any of the following, you should absolutely be taking both. And if you qualify, we'll even give you a risk-free trial of a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil combined with the super antioxidant power of krill. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your joint health? What about your memory and focus? Are you concerned about your heart health? Well, if you want to increase your joint comfort by 28% in just 7 days and promote memory, focus, and heart health, we're going to give you a free bottle of Krill Omega-3 Fish Oil. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-900-6118. We guarantee once you try Krill Omega-3, you won't believe the difference. That's why we're going to send you a free bottle just for calling. Call now for your free bottle and start easing sore joints today. Call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
This audio puzzle is brought to you by Quest Government Services. Identify the federal agency problem. The answer? Too many leaks. Quest Security Solutions will help you pinpoint the cracks in your defenses and keep your critical data from seeping out. For a free risk assessment, visit quest.com/federal. That's QWEST.com/federal.
With vacation time just around the corner, are you ready to go? Since 1967, Ackerman Security Systems has been keeping families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, you can trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center. And Ackerman offers the latest technology, like cell phone control, wireless monitoring, and remote video to your web-enabled phone, iPad, or laptop. Call 888-999-1070 or on the web at AckermanSecurity.com.
Americans ask their government to be more efficient, open, innovative, and green. They expect you to help solve the most challenging issues of this generation and do it all while spending less. Yes, the American people expect a great deal from their government. Turn to Deloitte. We have the people, insight, and experience to help you stay on top of any challenge and help government help America. Insights and opportunities at Deloitte.com/federal.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio. Visit MyVillageGreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Enzymatic Therapy and Nordic Naturals.
HCMF Federal Recruitment and Talent Management Strategy. Strategy Day is a one-day training conference to be held Wednesday, May 4th, 2011 in Washington, D.C. The conference will focus on new opportunities for bringing in top talent to the federal government, such as marketing and brand strategies, investing in employee development, and more. Keynotes will be presented by OPM Director John Barry, as well as presentations from seven other Chief Human Capital Officers. For more information, please visit hcmfrecruitmentday.com.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Una Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Right before the break, we talked about some tools, and I think this is a great service that you provide. I think my listeners can tool on over to energystar.gov and take advantage of a couple of these tools that will maybe help them make some of these difficult choices that they have to make in the next year and a half. What kind of tools do you have available there?
Well, so through the Energy Star program, EPA provides a number of tools to help people manage their data centers more effectively. I think one of the most obvious tools is the product specifications. So we have a current specification for servers that is effective, and we are developing a specification, the second version of the server specification. We're also developing specifications for data center storage and uninterruptible power supplies. So people can look for the Energy Star when purchasing these types of products, and they can know that they're going to be more efficient than your standard product. Along those lines, we have qualified product lists, which will list out those products that meet the Energy Star specifications, and that's another way for them to identify products that are more energy efficient.
You know, in the previous block, I talked about buying a refrigerator, and my wife's a lot smarter than I am, and she wanted to make sure that, number one, she wasn't, wasting money on electricity, but she had some kind of a social responsibility to the environment and our kids and everything else. And I think that's a motivator for many people, but the motivator for some of my listeners might be laws. There may be statutes about using this type of technology, isn't there?
That there are. And, one of the things that the federal government is doing is that they are leading by example to help green not only other products, but also the IT infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of statutes that require purchasing of Energy Star products. One is the Energy Star Policy Act of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Executive Order 13423, which requires federal agencies to activate Energy Star sleep features on computers and monitors. That's
mm-hmm.
a huge energy savings. And then the most recent Executive Order 13514, which sets sustainability goals for federal agencies and requires federal agencies to establish greenhouse gas emission reduction targets, it also reinforces the need for purchasing energy-efficient products, and it also requires the procurement of Energy Star qualified and FEMP designated electronic equipment. So this statute really calls out the need to identify and purchase efficient electronics. In addition, there is one other act, the Energy Security Independence Act of 2007, requires that federal agencies benchmark their buildings in Portfolio Manager. And it also requires that federal agencies lease only Energy Star certified buildings. And this went into effect December 2010.
Wow. So that's so they got the carrot and the stick. And it's a pretty big stick, I think.
And these policies, although they were written broadly for any types of buildings and any types of products, they do apply to data centers also.
Yeah. One of the administration's goals, as we all know, is to reduce the number of data centers by 40% by the year 2015. I think that's called the FDCCI. And that's a very aggressive goal. I mean, to do that in the commercial world, you'd get people yelling and screaming and throwing fits. I mean, this is a very aggressive goal. And I think this is one of the motivators for me having you on the air, is that my listeners, someone's putting the shoulder to one of my listeners saying, okay, let's consolidate. But when you consolidate servers together, you get a very dense environment, then you have to worry about all kinds of things like heating and cooling. And I think this is the good news and the bad news of this. The position you're put in is you're encouraging people to be careful with their energy consumption, but there's a push-pull here with data consolidation for the data centers, isn't there?
Well, so when agencies look for opportunities to save energy in their new consolidated data centers, they should continue to look for the Energy Star label. We recently did a survey that says that Energy Star servers consumed 54% less power than older model servers, and we compared them to servers that are 3 or 4 years old. So it makes sense to not only purchase Energy Star qualified servers when constructing a new data center, but also makes sense to replace older servers with the Energy Star qualified ones. In addition, agencies can also use Portfolio Manager to create an ongoing inventory of their data centers and to track energy and greenhouse gas emissions reductions and cost savings within a single building across an entire portfolio. So benchmarking enables you to prioritize your investments and understand which buildings may be performing better than others and which buildings may reap the greatest benefit from an upgrade or a retrofit.
So is Portfolio Manager a program that's downloaded? Is it a web application? What exactly is this concept, Portfolio Manager?
It's an online tool
that
people can use. It's a free tool. Provided by the EPA, and what you need in order to use it is 12 months of actual energy data.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that you use it is that every month you input your energy use, so you can track your energy use over time. And then we also have a report, the statement of energy performance that you can run that will give you kind of a dashboard of some of the key indicators of how well your building is using energy. And then we also have the Energy Star rating. Are you familiar with the 1 to 100 Energy Star score?
I've just read about it. I don't have a real clear understanding of it.
Okay. So EPA has created the Energy Star Energy Performance Scale to measure commercial building energy efficiency. It's a 1 to 100 score for a whole building, and it's an indicator using actual build energy data that compares a building's energy performance to its national peer group. So on the energy performance scale, an average building has a score of 50, and a building with a score of 75 or higher can earn the Energy Star certification for superior energy performance. So if you go around town and you see the brass plates that say Energy Star and it has a year, that means that building earned the Energy Star certification in that particular year.
So can we assume that when my friends move up to DISA there in Maryland, all those buildings are on the money for you folks? Is that a good assumption?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand the question.
Oh, there's an agency called DISA, D-I-S-A, and they just moved up to Maryland. And they have a lot of brand new buildings up there. So assuming they're not even allowed to move in the buildings unless they all comply with a lot of Energy Star requirements.
If they're leasing that building, then it would need to be an Energy Star certified building.
Wow. That's a big deal, something that big. Well, we talked about products earlier. You mentioned UPS's uninterruptible power supplies, and you may be moving in that area. What I'd like to do is maybe take a little break, and after the break, come back and talk more about some of the products that are available and see what kind of programs and see about developing specifications for products like UPS's that I'm sure all of my listeners are more than familiar with. We've all looked at a UPS and had the battery fail and kicked the wall because of that. I'm going to take a quick break now, Una. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Una Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. EPA.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Eric.
Italy's Air Force is planning to increase its role in operations in Libya. It's decided that its Air Force will be allowed to bomb selected targets in Libya. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's office says he's informed President Barack Obama in a telephone conversation that the government plans to move ahead and that he would call other European leaders to tell them personally about Italy's plans to increase its involvement. I'm J.J. Green.
Imagine coming in for a carrier landing at 150 miles an hour and having to hook your aircraft on a wire with a diameter the size of a silver dollar on a pitching, rolling, and heaving deck, and then coming to a dead stop in less than 3 seconds, often in the dark. Navy pilots encounter challenges like this every day, and AirInc is there to help. AirInc is leading the development of a fully automatic landing system that utilizes GPS and can be used anywhere in the world. Log on to AirInc.com, that's A-R-I-N-C.com, to find out more about how AirInc helps pilots and save planes.
Government personnel must continue to achieve mission-critical objectives no matter their work environment. Video conferencing technologies provide a highly effective collaboration solution for federal employees affected by budget cuts, BRAC initiatives, and telework mandates if they are secure based on open standards and deployable in limited bandwidth environments. Polycom is the first video provider to have an ultimate HD portfolio that is JITC certified, offering real-time face-to-face communication without compromising secure networks or consuming excessive bandwidth. Polycom enables government customers to collaborate over voice and video anywhere, anytime, securely both inside and outside the firewall, offering high-definition video calls at half the bandwidth of other companies. To learn more, visit polycom.com/federal.
The Telework Center arms you with all the information you need to know about teleworking in the federal government. Go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Polycom.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Attention employees of the intelligence community and Department of Defense. Right now, you could be eligible for affordable term life insurance from GEBA, the Government Employees Benefit Association, with coverage issued by Prudential. Learn more about this important benefit for government employees at GEBA.com or call 1-800-826-1126. Group term life coverage for GEBA is issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, 751 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102, contract series 83500.
With vacation time just around the corner, are you ready to go? Ackerman Security can help keep families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center. And switch your existing system to Ackerman at no cost and get a great $18.95 rate. Ackerman is the only company with a guaranteed response time. You want fast response, you want Ackerman. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or Ackerman. AckermanSecurity.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-0351 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-0351. 1-800-500-0351. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we're having an extended conversation with Yuna Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Right before the break, we kind of touched on UPSs and different products that you'd find in a typical server room. I know I've been in many, many server rooms. I've been in some commercial server rooms that were scary with wires dangling everywhere and hot as can be and noisy. So tell me, what ENERGY STAR qualified data center products are there out there?
Well, currently we have a server specification which is effective right now.
Mm-hmm.
And servers that are in the ENERGY STAR offer the following features. So they have more efficient power supplies that limit power conversion losses and generate less heat. They also have improved power quality, which provides building-wide energy efficiency benefits. They have capabilities to measure real-time power use, processor utilization, and air temperature, which improves manageability. They also have advanced power management features and energy-efficient components to save energy across various operating states. They have a power performance data sheet, which standardizes key information on energy performance features and other capabilities so that specifiers and purchasers are aided in their decision-making process. Now, this power performance data sheet is something that we envision being a standard tool associated with all of the data center products that we're developing specifications for. So in addition to servers, we're looking to develop new specifications for data center storage and uninterruptible power supplies. Storage and UPSs are currently in development. And this means that we work with our industry partners to understand how these products use energy and to identify those products that are the best in terms of energy performance. Some future products we're looking at are large networking equipment, which includes data center networking equipment, so like large switches and routers, and then data center cooling equipment.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking of. Every data center I've been in has got a bunch of switches and routers hanging around there, and UPSs, of course, and a lot of specialized appliances I see, too. So are the appliances on the drawing boards, too? I think I've seen some that work for switching VOIP. I guess you got to do it one device at a time, don't you?
Yeah, so in terms of scoping for the large networking equipment, we're still... since we're still, we haven't started specification for that, the actual scope of that, we're still figuring out. So it could include the switching equipment for voice over IP, or, a lot of it depends on kind of the market size and the way that we define the actual specification.
Right, there are some VOIP servers that sit on just standard Microsoft servers, so they wouldn't need any special specification for that, but there may be some proprietary servers, maybe Avaya or Cisco may have proprietary servers which are separate from the standard servers, so it gets kind of tricky just defining what's in that server room, isn't it?
Absolutely, and so that's why we work closely with our industry partners to develop definitions so that we can make sure that we're comparing similar products.
If you are listening to this interview and it's 2 o'clock in the morning in September, many months from now, and you want to do more research on this, you can go to energystar.gov/benchmark and learn more about this portfolio manager. You can go to energystar.gov/datacenters and learn more about these products. And you can also go to energystar.gov/low carbon IT, which maybe more reflects more of your job title here. Can't you explain more about this low carbon for us, please?
Sure, absolutely. So the low carbon IT is a campaign that the EPA Energy Star program developed a number of years ago, really focused on computer power management. But as we expand the products within the IT space, we are repurposing the campaign to really bring together the best resources that Energy Star has to offer in the information technology space, including information on data centers, Energy Star IT products, and power management. One of the newest tools within this campaign is the Top 12 Data Center Efficiency Strategy website, which provides a general overview of the most commonly used energy efficiency strategies in data centers.
What's the URL for that, Top 12?
So if you go to the www.energystar.gov/low carbon IT, there, it's one of the buttons.
Oh, great.
On that page. So, for each strategy, we'll go into detail about how it's implemented, how much it costs, how much it can save, what are some of the risks involved with the implementation, and where to find more information. And we're currently working with data center operators to develop detailed case studies that demonstrate each of these measures and their energy savings and costs. So other operators can actually learn from real case studies.
Now, you work with the Department of Energy in this regard, too. And how does that relationship work as far as your responsibilities and their responsibilities?
Well, we work with DOE on a number of aspects. So on the product side, The EPA is responsible for setting the specification levels for the various products and managing the brand. DOE works with the Energy Star program on the product side for test procedure development.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the building side, we work with the DOE to develop metrics, data center metrics, so that they're harmonized not only in the U.S. but internationally. And we're currently working with DOE and a number of other organizations on identifying potentially other data center measures that look at both performance and energy efficiency.
Sure, that makes sense. Is one of these organizations the Green Grid? Is that like quasi-academic organization that works with you?
That's correct. They are one of our partners in terms of developing the metric, and they also provide input on the product during the product specification development process.
There's another tool out there. It's the Data Center Profiler software tool suite. It's called DC Pro. Is that mm-hmm. your responsibility or is that DOE?
That's a DOE tool.
Mm-hmm. So for my listeners, no lack of help out there, is there?
No. Well, no. And what we can do, so the way that the DC Pro tool works with the EPA tools is you would use the EPA Portfolio Manager energy management tool to benchmark your building. And after benchmarking your portfolio of buildings, you can identify those that are perform less well than your other buildings. So so it would make sense to drive investment with those buildings. Then what you could do with those buildings is then use the DC Pro tool. It asks for a lot more detailed information about your environment,
mm-hmm.
But you can use that tool to really understand what is driving energy use in your data center, and it can help develop prescriptive measures.
It would be my guess that someone sitting in an office in Dallas would want to take advantage of some of these tools as well. Is this only for federal agencies, or can just regular folks use these tools as well?
These tools are available to the whole public, and they are free tools.
Because I imagine a commercial person may want to argue for purchasing new servers, and they might want to convince their boss or convince a committee through using all these tools and saying, look, here's how efficient we could be. Here is the rubric, and this is how we vary. This is how we can move this agenda forward. It seems like it's almost a public service in addition to serving the needs of my listeners.
It certainly is.
Great. So the DOE has come up with a press release I saw just from back in March. And it's a new metric. It goes beyond PUE, which sounds like an engineering term, which it is, power use of effectiveness. And when I was reading about this press release, I was just shocked that Green Grid got together with you folks, with DOE, with people in Europe, people in Japan, and they've finally come up with some harmony on harmonizing global metrics for data center efficiency. It's just it seems like a dream come true. I couldn't have imagined this years ago, but they're making progress in that, aren't they?
They certainly are making progress. So we're happy that we're able to participate in this working group to really develop measurements to aid data center operators.
Perfect. Let's go back after the break here and come back to this whole idea of the new metric with data center consolidation. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Eunice Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
For over 40 years, ManTech employees have been solving complex problems for the national security community. Whether they're providing secure satellite communications to the Department of Defense or investigating threats in cyberspace for intelligence agencies, their work is distinguished by high ethical standards and a deep commitment to their customers' success. They've created a culture that encourages individuals to bring innovative ideas and technology to those charged with protecting the homeland. Due to the high demand for ManTech skills and expertise, they have tremendous career opportunities for cleared, highly skilled IT professionals. professionals, security experts, intelligence analysts, engineers, and technicians. In 2010, ManTech was selected for Fortune Magazine's 100 Fastest Growing Companies list, named a top 10 best employer for veterans by Military Times Edge magazine. And for the fourth year in a row, was selected as a top 10 military-friendly employer by GI Jobs magazine. Apply for openings today at mantech.com/careers. That's mantech.com/careers. ManTech is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're an IT professional looking to advance your career, it's anything but a game. Which is why UMBC is the only university in Maryland to offer graduate programs in human-centered computing, where students apply principles from human-computer interaction, behavioral sciences, and design. UMBC also offers graduate programs in information systems, including an online master's in IS. Get the credential that makes a difference and put some muscle back into your resume. Find out more at is.umbc.edu today.
The website of the week is the Google Transparency Report. Now, this site includes an interactive map, so you can click on different countries. The Chinese officials consider censorship demands to be state secrets, so we cannot disclose that information at this time. This can show traffic patterns. If a country blocks internet access, you can immediately see this. You can see if any countries are blocking internet traffic. The Google Transparency Report.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Why should you take krill oil and omega-3 fish oil? Well, if you are concerned about any of the following, you should absolutely be taking both. And if you qualify, we'll even give you a risk-free trial of a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil combined with the super antioxidant power of krill. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your joint health? What about your memory and focus? Are you concerned about your heart health? Well, if you want to increase your joint comfort by 28% in just 7 days and promote memory, focus, and heart health, we're going to give you a free bottle of Krill Omega-3 Fish Oil. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-900-6118. We guarantee once you try Krill Omega-3, you won't believe the difference. That's why we're going to send you a free bottle just for calling. Call now for your free bottle and start easing sore joints today. Call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
This audio puzzle is brought to you by Quest Government Services. Identify the federal agency problem.
Am I number enough? All the other information is way prettier. I look fat in this network, don't I?
The answer? Insecure data. With Quest's suite of security solutions, even your most sensitive data stays protected. For a free risk assessment, visit quest.com/federal. That's quest.com/federal.
Homeland Security doesn't just happen. It takes vigilance, intelligence, and experience to see and solve a problem long before it happens. TASC has done this for America's intelligence and defense communities for more than 40 years. As a proven and trusted partner in our nation's security, TASC has the most sophisticated IT solutions and tailored program management expertise to help DHS protect Americans. Homeland Security, by design. That's TASC. Learn more at TASC.com.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Una Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. EPA. Before the break, we're talking about the folks at Energy we've had on the air. And I think you folks have a real good working relationship with the DOE folks, don't you?
Yes, we do. We work with them on, you know, a number of issues. And for data centers, we work so that federal agencies have a full suite of tools. So as I said earlier, with the Portfolio Manager tool, you can use that to benchmark and then identify your low-performing data centers and then move to tools that the DOE provides, like the DC Pro tool, which will give you more detail on how your building is functioning, and it will prescribe some measures that you might be able to take. We also, you know, work with the Department of Energy to develop our top 12 energy retrofit types of projects. So we relied a lot on their expertise to come up with that list. And then we also work with the Federal Energy Management Program to ensure.
Of course, that makes sense too. Yeah.
Yeah, to ensure that our efforts on product efficiency are well coordinated.
Yeah, that makes sense. The DOE, EPA, Green Grid, all kind of folks working together for a common goal. I'd like to see that more often. Now, if you're listening to this with your headphones on, you want to go to a website, you can type in energystar.gov/benchmark for benchmark information, energystar.gov/data centers for data center information, or you can go to energystar.gov/low carbon IT and get this top 12 list. I don't have a top 12 list. I have a top 13 list. What I like to do is try to humanize this interview and just ask some basic questions. You know, listeners are going, geez, what kind of computer that Una has? Is she a Mac person, a Windows person? What kind of phone does she have? And so I just wanted to ask you some basic questions here. So kind of liven up the show here. So the first question is, what was the year of your first computer? What year did you buy your first computer?
Oh, what year did I buy my first computer? It was late because I worked in the computer industry. I was always
you already had one
given a computer.
Okay,
so it probably wasn't until 2000 or 2001.
Oh, that's not bad. And how many email addresses do you have today? You know, the hidden ones, the secret ones, and the real ones.
Aside from my work, I have 4.
Ooh, that's good. I assume you have a desktop at home, desktop or notebook at home.
I have a laptop.
Laptop.
At home.
Windows or Mac.
I have a Mac at home.
And your speed at home connection, is it DSL, Fios, cable?
It's DSL, and I don't remember the speed.
Okay. And the cell phone you have, is it a feature phone or a smartphone?
It's a regular phone.
Regular feature phone, okay. Do you own a tablet computer?
I do not, but my husband asks for one every month.
Not for you, for himself, huh? just two last questions. Are you involved in any social networking sites like Facebook or LinkedIn, or do you tweet?
So I am on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, and I have a Twitter account, but I don't really use it.
Me too. I'm kind of scared of that stuff. And here's my old-fashioned fuddy-duddy question. What was the last book that you read?
Actual book?
Yeah, real piece of paper book, you know, that old-fashioned stuff, you know, trees and all that stuff.
Right. So the last book I read was last year. I do have a Kindle, so I do a lot of reading on that. The last book I read was an Anthony Bourdain book. I don't remember the title, but it was about, I think it's called Kitchen Confidential.
Ah, interesting. You know, I work with a bunch of software developers, and they get books coming in all the time, and always fascinated by, you know, what interests people have. It's always kind of makes them more human. And I think being human is being concerned about energy and being concerned about carbon footprint. And when you read some of these press releases, you see that the Europeans are really kind of ahead in kind of this interest in carbon footprint. Is that where you see this whole discussion on energy going? Is that part of your responsibility there too, worrying about carbon footprint, or is that down the road more for folks at EPA?
Oh, sure, sure. So, you know, one of the things that drove the start of the Energy Star program was to, you know, really reduce greenhouse gas emissions through energy efficiency. And so we, you know, we're concerned about carbon footprints and hoping to put together tools that will help people reduce their carbon footprints and their greenhouse gas emissions.
I had Chris Kemp on there about 6 months ago, the NASA guy. I don't think he's any longer with the organization, but they have that facility out on the West Coast, and apparently it's near a wind tunnel, and they provide power for their servers by using this wind tunnel, and it also cools the servers. I mean, well, there's some really good stories out there if you look far enough, aren't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And using airside economizers is one of the top 12 tips that we recommend.
Ooh, we're going to have to go back to this top 12 list. I think all my listeners want to know what those are, and they go down the checkbox and find out if they're using any of them at all. That's the one at Low Carbon IT. That's where the list is at,
right?
Correct.
What are the
kind of tips are included in the top 12?
Well, I'll run through them very quickly.
Oh, sure.
So for IT opportunities, there's server virtualization, decommissioning of unused servers, consolidation of lightly utilized servers, better management of data storage, Purchasing more energy-efficient servers, storage systems, UPSs, look for the Energy Star. For airflow management strategies, people should adopt hot aisle, cold aisle layouts. They should use containment and enclosures. Properly deploy airflow management devices. Use variable speed fan drives. And for HVAC adjustments, consider server inlet temperature and humidity adjustments, air side economizers or water side economizers.
You mentioned lightly used servers. I guess what my listeners must have to do is do a survey of the data center and get a pretty good idea of what is used where. That's a principle in cloud computing too. What you do is you look at what applications you're using and which ones are candidates for the cloud. I guess in this situation, you may want to look at all the servers that you manage and see which ones are candidates to be replaced. Is that what the lightly used and heavy used server tools for?
Exactly. So look at lightly used servers and figure out if you can consolidate them. Decommissioning new servers, there are probably, unless you have a really good inventory of what you have in your data center, there are probably some servers out there that are just not used. And then there's also the server virtualization, which is on one physical server running multiple independent servers.
Now, the building standard yourself, this is for just data centers or mixed-use buildings?
So the ENERGY STAR rating for data centers can be used for both standalone data centers or data centers within commercial buildings. Mm-hmm. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the ENERGY STAR rating goes to the entire building. So data centers can earn the ENERGY STAR if they're a standalone data center. If they're enclosed within a commercial building, whichever use dominates the building will get that the ENERGY STAR.
And we mentioned that earlier, there are buildings that have plaques out front, and these plaques are usually indications of 1 or 2 years of success in managing the energy. Is that right, or what exactly does plaque represent? You talked about it a while back.
Yeah, so the plaque represents that building earned a 75, a score of 75 or higher in that particular year. So if a building has an ENERGY STAR plaque and it says 2010, for that year, that building was in the top 25% of performers for those types of buildings.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And so I earlier mentioned my friends at DISA, they're moving out to Maryland there. Those are, let's say, brand new buildings. So those aren't going to be plaques. They may be evaluated in a different way. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we have this tool called Target Finder. It's a no-cost online tool that enables architects and building owners to set energy targets and receive an EPA energy performance score for projects during the design process. So projects that earn a score of 75 or higher are eligible for the design to earn the ENERGY STAR certification and which they can use in the marketing of their building.
Oh, I see. So existing buildings have one criteria and new buildings have another criteria. It only makes sense. I mean, it's a brand new building. You don't have a history on how efficient is or inefficient is, do you?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we just have about 10 seconds left. Why don't you look into the future and tell me where you think the EPA is heading? We know it's going to be more and more active in the area of carbon. What kind of futures, handheld devices, or what kind of devices do you think it's going to be more active in?
Well, so the ENERGY STAR program is we're looking at all of our consumer electronics and IT specifications this year, and one of the areas that we are looking at is handhelds, tablets. Where can we get the most energy savings, and can we include them in the ENERGY STAR program?
Well, that makes sense because they are proliferating. Billions and billions really is the quick word to use as far as handheld devices. And I get kind of concerned, especially about the rapid change. You know, there's the skinny iPad, there's the new iPhone. And what about those old ones? What happens to those batteries? And I think there's an environmental impact there as well. So I would like to have you on again in the future. We'll talk maybe more about environmental impact of rapidly changing devices. That'd be a good topic, wouldn't it?
Sure, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Una, for coming on today. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Una Song, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Thank you, Una.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.